You said you had talked with Luke earlier today. When did he make the decision to go? When was his final decision?
Well, I don't think he really finalized things until late last night, early this morning. He had visited with his family a good bit, a lot of prayers, and I think he enjoyed being at the national championship game. But before he went to sleep early this morning, I think he had made up his mind that it was time to go, that it's been a great ride here at Texas A&M, but the opportunity to be one of the very first players selected in the draft was just too good of an opportunity for him.
You were saying about being selected number one in the draft. Was that the only factor that led him to this decision, or was it other things?
Well, I don't know. He did not get into it with me, but I'm sure the young man is just shy of getting his degree from the Mays Business School. And so that type of background and knowing Luke and the way he's approached other things, I'm sure he sat down, made his list of pros and cons, and, you know, just went about it a very deliberate decision, but with a lot of prayer involved as well. And the bottom line, I hope for anyone that's faced with a decision like that is doing what you truly feel in your heart is best for you and your family.
You're talking about making important decisions like that and reviewing them a lot. And I would definitely say that's a character trait that you want in the NFL. What else do you feel that Luke brings to the NFL from A&M, things that he might have learned there or from his family or his coaches?
Well, I tell you, you just look at Luke was a young man that enrolled at A&M in January of 2010, I believe, where he graduated from high school early. So he's kind of an overachiever. He's got great technique, great footwork, great strength. And so he's a type of player, from what I understand, being around different coaches, very studious in their meetings and does the extra things like watch film on his own, not just relying on the offensive line coach or the offensive coordinator, but taking it upon himself to do more so that he is very prepared for each and every game.
How do you think a loss of such a great player will affect the program moving forward, especially next year?
Well, anytime, there have been great ball players that have come through Texas A&M, and Luke, definitely a consensus All-American, their first Outland Trophy winner. He will be missed, but now it's an opportunity for someone else to step forward. And there are some young, talented offensive linemen that haven't got to play a great deal that may be able to step forward. And all of a sudden, you look forward to these opportunities. But you also want to wish Luke all the best at the NFL because I think he's got a very bright future.